There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com. Geek Trippin'.
And here we go, and it's a very exciting one today. We are off to see a band that has been together over 50 years, and they're known as having a bit of a revolving door of members. I think we pretty much know who these guys are. It is legendary British-American rock outfit Fleetwood Mac, and they've announced they're going back on tour. They're going to play a North American tour of over 50 dates starting in October this year, and I have picked Chicago, the United Arena. They're going to be playing there on October the 6th. Now, let's tell you a little bit about the band. They first formed in 1967, and they've sold more than 100 million records across the globe during that time, which is absolutely outstanding.
I think they could be my favourite band of all time.
They're amazing. This is on my list. I might actually go to one of their gigs in the States.
100%, I'm going to see them live.
They're
in
fantastic.
The next year.
And they have a few changes, but we will get to that. They've had their fair share of controversy, with some members leaving, then rejoining, hence the kind of revolving door reputation
and affairs
over the years
as well within the band. Don't forget those.
They have as well lots of partnerships, getting together and then disintegrating as well. And I found a very rare Dutch interview that surfaced from 1976, where Mick Fleetwood, Stevie Nicks, Lindsey Buckingham and John McVie sit down and chat about the origins of the band. And Mick talks about how it all started.
Well, the band started summer of 67, and then it was a four-piece band with myself, John McVie, Peter Green and Jeremy Spencer, and there it stayed for about just a little over a year as a four-piece band, and we were very much a blues band in those days, and that's basically entirely what we played, was blues music. Then Danny Kirwan joined, and there was the two guitar situation where Danny and Peter Green did a lot of dual guitar playing, which in those days was quite a unique thing to take place. There's a lot of guitar harmonies and things like that. And we made the first album with that lineup, was Then Play On, the album, which was really the first album that put the band in a position where we weren't restricted with just being known as a blues band, although the same members were in it practically as when the band first started.
So we know we're off to see Fleetwood Mac this week. If anyone's got any tenuous links to Fleetwood Mac, like maybe your grandma had a coffee with one of their auntie's friends once, we'll take anything. Anything you've got, 4001, let us know. Or you can use the free app. I have got a sort of tenuous link.
Go on.
My friend Natalie, who works on Dubai 92, flew out of Dubai for a weekend to go and watch them when they all came back together.
Amazing.
And it was the original band.
Fantastic.
And I couldn't get time off work, and I was super jealous.
I should imagine, because, gutted if you couldn't go. That's Mick Fleetwood talking about the origins of the band, and then, of course, they had the addition of Lindsey Buckingham and Stevie Nicks, and the subsequent change in the band's sound. They enjoyed huge mainstream commercial success. Their album Rumours gave the band four huge top 10 hits and spent 31 weeks at number one on the album charts. And at the time, it was the highest-selling album of all time.
Do you have it?
I've got an interesting fact about that, though. Apparently, one in six households in the US has a copy of Rumours in their record collection.
I've got a copy of Rumours, and I've written on it.
Have you?
I've written on it because it's got my funeral song on.
Oh, no.
And I didn't want Simon to forget, so I wrote on the record, so when he's looking through.
Yeah, okay.
Hopefully he doesn't forget to look through.
Oh, no. And it's going on there. That's a bit sad, isn't it? But the single The Chain was the only track to be written by all five members of the band. And it's also interesting because the track was made up of previously rejected pieces of material, and they kind of hashed them all together to create that song. Also, the instrumental part of that track would become synonymous with Formula One in the UK, as it was used by both the BBC and then Channel 4 for their coverage of the sport.
Now I recognise it.
Did you not know that? So this is the track The Chain, and this is the instrumental part, which of course is used for the Formula One coverage in the UK.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's blown my mind a bit, that hasn't it?
It's fantastic, but we all know this piece of music. It's absolutely amazing. Coming up, we will find out more about the band, and I'm also going to give you some crazy Fleetwood Mac facts before we get into how to get there, where to stay. And I've got a really cool place that I guarantee, Steph, you would love to stay in Chicago.
Gig tripping.
Yep, on the 6th of October, we will be off to Chicago to the United Arena to see these guys in concert. I just love that one so much, I had to play it again.
Well, you know, this song was used on the Formula One, you might recognise it. I've known that for quite a long time.
It's very, very good. I do like it. So they've announced a 50-plus date North American tour. They're going to be in Chicago on the 6th of October, playing at the United Arena. A news came after the announcement of the latest tour that Lindsey Buckingham left the group, or was he fired? It's all a bit up in the air. Basically, they're saying that he didn't want to go into rehearsals and everything till next year. He wanted to postpone everything. Everyone else in the group was like, no, we've just come on. We've just come on for off tour. Let's just get on with it and get on the road, people. So Lindsey left. But apparently it takes two people to fill the shoes of Lindsey Buckingham. So they have enrolled former Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers guitarist Mike Campbell, and also Neil Finn from Crowded House.
It was an unusual move when they did that, I thought.
Do you think? But they've gone into the studio and they've done a few rehearsals with them, and they're like, it's like they've been there all along. The chemistry's there. It's all working. It's good. So we're going to take these two guys on tour with us.
Obviously, he's awesome. We love Crowded House. Mm. But it makes me think, are they going to maybe do some Crowded House songs up there? No.
Why, though? I don't think that they'd do that.
I think
that.
They'll do one.
It would be weird.
I think they'd do one in a show. They have to. They have to do a nod to Crowded House. They have to.
And then do Tom Petty stuff as well?
No. If it was Tom Petty, then maybe. Yes, but I think they have to do Crowded House. One song in every gig, and I would want that if I was going to see them.
Which Crowded House song?
Always Take the Weather,
that weather
with
you.
That one.
Their big hit, it was. And but it's going to be absolutely amazing. So would you like a couple of weird and wonderful Fleetwood Mac facts?
Go on then.
Some interesting Fleetwood Mac facts for you. Black Magic Woman was a huge hit for Santana in 1970. But many people don't realise it was originally a Fleetwood Mac track written by founding member of Fleetwood Mac, Peter Green. The band still play it during many of their shows, and I've put together the two tracks so you can hear how they kind of stack up.
Thank you. magic woman. I got a black magic woman. Yes, I got a black magic woman.
So much more bluesy, bit more pacier, the Fleetwood Mac version than the Santana, obviously. But yeah, a lot of people don't know that.
Can we just sit and listen to Fleetwood Mac?
All could afternoon. Have done a whole show on them because they're amazing.
Who
they really
votes?
Are.
Emma and I shut up and we just listen to Fleetwood Mac till 4 o'clock.
I'll vote for that.
I would vote for that. There's two in the studio. Anyone else want to vote for that?
I think so. I think you might like this crazy fact. Did you know that the Muppets' crazy drummer Animal was apparently inspired by Mick Fleetwood?
No, I didn't know that.
When you think about it, they kind of look a little bit similar.
Would you feel...
the crazy drumming style.
Would it be flattering if you were made into a Muppet, do you think?
I don't know, but I know he's just going like... Ah, 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 all
I often
the time.
Get called a Muppet.
Do you? Mm. Which one? Any particular one?
Just Muppet.
Just a Muppet, okay.
You Muppet, normally. Oh, by the way, George just texted in, 4001, and said, which one is your funeral song, Steph?
Cause go on.
I mentioned that I've got the album and I've written on it for my funeral song so that Simon doesn't forget. I don't want everyone to be too upset. Mm. I mean, this is going to be like being at my funeral. So maybe pull over, make sure you've got your tissues to hand. This is what it'll be like.
And the songbirds are singing like they know the score. And I love you, I love you, I love you.
Like so never sad. Before.
I could cry hearing this knowing it's going to be at my funeral.
Oh, it's
unless
sad.
I change my mind. It's a long way off, hopefully.
Very, very sad, Steph, but beautiful song.
If it's not a long way off, they'll pull this bit off the radio, won't they, and use it.
Don't even go there. It's fine. You'll be fine. It's a good song. Good song choice, though. I like it. I approve. Another fact. Did you know that we talked about Fleetwood Mac having a bit of a revolving door of members? The band have had a total of 15 members since it began.
15?
15 altogether. If you talk about the original four members, three of which are no longer in the group, and then they've had the replacements, the walkouts, the walk-ins over the years.
But they're all back again now.
Well, of course, Lindsey Buckingham's gone.
Pop from
so
one.
You've got Mike Campbell and Neil Finn, so they've gone 2-for-1 on that one. But yeah, over the years, over 50 years, 15 members over 50 years, though, not too bad if you put it... chalk it up that way.
We've missed the real lineup that you want to see, which is the whole band back together. This is as good as you're going to get it, I reckon.
It is. The last time it wasn't the whole lineup, they had a little bit of a reduce in attendance, but I don't think it will affect them at all, to be brutally honest with them, they get to begin their formal rehearsals. They say those rehearsals will last 2 months. They'll be working 5 days a week, but they've already decided that this tour is going to feature songs from the entire history of Fleetwood Mac, not just the original kind of Buckingham Nicks run from 1975 to 1987. They're going to do the 60s, early 70s, and those 90s ones as well. So you're going to get the full repertoire this time round, which I think is exciting because they're going to be able to play things that they didn't before in the set. So it could be a whole fresh take on it for them.
Brian's voted as well. He wants to shut up and put Fleetwood Mac on.
I think we should. That would be really, really good.
I think we'll play a bit of Fleetwood Mac when we come back. We'll also tell you where we're going to stay in Chicago as well, because that's where this gig's going to be.
How to get there and loads of other facts as well. And we will be talking to a Chicago native friend of mine. So if you want to know where to go, he's definitely the guy to tell us all about it.
Gig tripping.
And we are off to Chicago on October the 6th to see these guys. It's just hits after hits after hits with Fleetwood Mac, isn't it? Absolutely love them. So as we said, we are off to Chicago, the United Arena, on October the 6th to see them in concert. So let's take a look at getting there. Well, there are direct flights from the UAE. You can go with Etihad and Emirates from Abu Dhabi and Dubai, respectively, direct to O'Hare International Airport. Etihad leaving on the 4th of October, departs at 3:20 in the morning, arrives at 8:55 in the morning US time, and departing 1:10 on the 9th and arriving at 11:40 back here in the UAE. And a round trip on Etihad will cost you 5,065 dirhams for a round trip, which is not bad. Emirates for about the same timing, at least slightly later, and gets in a bit later as well. Same date, 4th of October to the 9th of October. That round trip will cost you 4,000 dirhams, 565, which isn't bad. So two options there.
I think flight prices are coming down. I remember not being able to get a flight back to England for under 4,000 dirhams a few years ago, don't you?
Yeah, not bad. And to the States, they're actually really reasonable. So I was pretty surprised. And these are non-stop as well, which is fantastic. Gigs, tickets for the gig at the United Arena, they start at about 360 dirhams for the cheapest ones, going up to around, you know, the 2,000 dirham odd mark. So there's a whole big range in there, depending where you want to be. Obviously, the ones front and centre in front of the stage are the best seats in the house. And looking at places to stay, Steph, I found a really unique place on Airbnb, and I think you might like this. How'd you fancy staying in a caravan on a small farm?
Oh, that sounds amazing. I've done this before, actually. When I went to Australia, I went to stay in... It wasn't a caravan. It was an old railway carriage that they just put in their farm.
Amazing.
And done it all out like it used to be.
Oh, fantastic. So this, basically, they've got a little farm. Yeah. And they have this caravan. And it's got its own separate outdoor area as well. So you can have a little barbecue and sit outside and chill out. It'll set you back about 208 dirhams a night. And it's got its own parking, Wi-Fi, kitchen, washer, dryer, and its own little outdoor area as well. And the description is, it's a delightful and unique place to stay in Chicago. A great way to experience a tiny house living whilst enjoying everything Chicago has to offer. Enjoy your own indoor and outdoor space and come and go as you please.
I'm obsessed with tiny living. Have you seen the documentaries?
I love it.
It's so good. That's what I want to do in my van.
It sounds amazing.
Yeah, I just like that idea of having less space, but everything having its place.
And it's fantastic what you can do with small spaces as well.
It is.
You can cram so much. If you're you know, ergonomic with the space and efficient with it, you can do some amazing things. But apparently there they have chickens and wildlife and livestock and all the rest of it, access to the local farmer's market as well. So everything that you'd love, I think.
I have one question, though.
Go on.
What's the weather going to be like? Because I'm thinking caravan could be a bit chilly.
We'll get there. But we'll get there in the answers to my questions a little bit later on, because October's a bit iffy and you never quite know what is coming up. And I have picked out an alternative hotel option for you. If it doesn't float your boat and you want to splurge, you can stay at the Crown Plaza Chicago West Loop from around 930 dirhams a night. Bit pricey, but all in all, we can do this trip for around 6,105 dirhams for the whole thing, which I don't think is bad.
No, I think that's not too much of a stretch. If you're going to see Fleetwood Mac in Chicago, that sounds quite reasonable to me.
It is good.
I know you've spoken to someone who lives in Chicago who has got all of the lowdown on what we should do whilst we're there outside of the gig. And we're going to do that right after this.
Gig tripping.
Yep, on October the 6th, we are heading to the United Center in Chicago to see these guys.
Took my love, took it down. I climbed a mountain and I turned around. And I saw my reflection in snow-covered hills till the landslide brought me down. Through the chill sea that remains.
I am what I am, am what I am, I am what I am.
You've dug some songs out today. There are Fleetwood Mac tunes that I have never heard in your mixes today.
That the first one there, Landslide, Smashing Pumpkins did an awesome cover of. They actually had a bigger hit with it than Fleetwood Mac did. It's been covered a lot, that song, by a lot of artists.
You're making me worry a little bit now because I'm thinking, what if I go to a Fleetwood Mac concert and I don't know most of the songs that they're playing?
They've had so many hits though, over the past 50 years. It's crazy, absolutely crazy, but wonderful. So we've basically given you a bit of a backstory to the band. We've had a look at how to get there and where we can stay. Let's find out a bit more about Chicago itself. Who better to speak to than a Chicago native? My mate Rod Roberts, he's a photographer and independent film producer. He's born and grown up there, and he can give us a whistle-stop tour about it. And I basically asked him, so I'm coming to see Fleetwood Mac at the United Arena on October the 6th. I've never been to the city before. As someone from Chicago, tell me a few must-see things I need to check out whilst I'm there.
If you're coming in October, the first thing I'd tell you is to figure out the weather, because in October, 1st of October, you're never really sure if it's warm or if it's going to be cold, if it's going to be rainy. It's a tricky month. So Chicago weather is definitely one of the things that you need to figure out first. I would say 90% of the things to do in Chicago revolve around Chicago's food. There's no other place like Chicago in regards to eating, in regards to the restaurants, the food, the different type of cultures that are involved in the city and places to eat. If you're going to do anything specifically off the beaten path, I would say the first thing is to check out Second City, which is where a lot of the Saturday Night Live comedians came from. Second City is known for its improvisation and fun, and that's a great place to go. It's on the north side of Chicago, and always a sneaky place to get into and check out if you get the chance. Obviously, there's the tourist things, Millennial Park, you know, shopping down the Magnificent Mile and Michigan Avenue, you know, those type of things, checking out the Bean and the Chicago Theater and those type of tourist attractions. Of course, the Sears Tower, which at one point used to be the world's tallest building, but of course, we know where that's at now. And, you know, taking a view from there, it's got a glass bottom floor so you can see all the way down. So if you're afraid of heights, maybe that's not your thing. But there's also the John Hancock Building, which has a bar and restaurant on the 99th floor. That's really nice. And one of the oldest buildings still standing in Chicago that survived its famed Chicago fire, which is the Water Tower. Which is not too far from the John Hancock Building. Other than that, you know, we're talking about, you know, food in general.
My favorite subject.
Deep dish pizzas and massive hot dogs.
Cockroach milk.
Oh dear. And of course, Chicago is well known for its arts, entertainment and festivals, and of course, sports. So I asked Rod, any recommendations apart from Fleetwood Mac that I should check out whilst I'm there?
You're coming at an interesting time in Chicago. So you've got Chicago hockey games, the Chicago Blackhawks and the Chicago Bulls, which obviously are famous for Michael Jordan and his championship years. Those games will be going on, you know, more than likely if you're staying for a couple of days. The actual arena where Fleetwood Mac is playing is where those two teams play. Festivals get a little short in regards to October because, again, the weather, so you just don't know. But as far as entertainment and arts, there's the Chicago Art Museum and the Chicago Field Museum, where you can see anything from, you know, billion-year-old dinosaurs to Picassos and Monets at the Chicago Art Museum. The Shedd Aquarium, the Adler Planetarium, where you can see all of the stars and telescopes to look at, you know, as far as Jupiter. And so those are some great places to go. I would personally suggest checking out a lot of the jazz and blues bars, especially the blues. There's one called Buddy Guy, who is a famous guitarist and Chicago native who has a restaurant and blues band that plays just about every night. Authentic Chicago blues, as I would say, and that's a great place to go and check out.
I'm sold. When are we leaving?
Yeah, I know. No, it sounds great, doesn't it? So many things to see and do. And finally, obviously we're going to this gig. What is the best way to get around the city and the easiest mode of transport to the arena?
In regards to getting around to in the city, the easiest way is what we call the L, which is short for elevated subway train. That's our nickname. It's been around since the 40s. The L is an easy way of getting around from the airport into downtown. I'm not really sure if you can take it anymore to the arena itself, but there are public transportation buses and shuttles that'll take you there. Me, I'm kind of a snob in that way. You know, if I'm going to a concert, I'd just as soon grab an Uber like everyone else and go to the arena. But in terms of just getting around the city, there's no better way of getting around than the subway. It's cheap, it's easy, it's fast, it keeps you out of traffic. But on those moments when you're really dressed up and nice, you might want to take an Uber. And that's probably the second easiest way of getting around the city. But there's no better way than the subway, the L.
When I'm dressed up and nice, I want everyone on the subway to see me, not just one Uber driver.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, so you wouldn't take the L train?
No. Well, no. I'd take it during the day when I've got me trainers and jeans on, yeah. But at night,
maybe not so much. And so many things, girl. This next segment, I've got to say, grab a pen and paper. Because if you want the lowdown on where to get the best pizzas and hot dogs and everything foodie-wise in Chicago, here's your rundown of where to go to eat.
Born and raised in Chicago, and it's always about food. Specifically, the deep dish pizza. It depends on your type of deep dish pizza. People think they're all the same, and they're definitely not. You can go to Giordano's and get a deep dish pizza. You know, the crust is different. The tomatoes are cooked different. The cheese is different. The way it's prepared is different, as opposed to going to Gino's East or Pizzeria Uno or Lou Malinati's. All of those are great choices. They all make an awesome deep dish pizza, and at any point in time, you're not going to lose in any of those. Chicago obviously has its own hot dogs. I would tell you to check out the Maxwell Street hot dogs. They've been around since the 1930s. You can get a true Maxwell Street Polish. I also know that they have beef dogs as well that are, you know, absolutely ridiculous. There's a place called Portillo's, I would say, to check out that also has great hot dogs. That's right downtown, a really easy place to get to. And they also do an amazing Italian beef, which is dipped in au jus sauce and this really decadent, like, peppers and all of these garnishes that are really great. But locals will go to another place called Al's. And Al's Italian beef is more of the local place to go. And they also do an amazing Italian beef. And you know, if I had my choice, that's the place I would go. But either one, you won't miss. There's other places to go. There's a place in Chicago that does like Southern fried chicken. And it's a place called Harold's Chicken. And if you go there, there's plenty of them around town. So if you find one and you go there, you will find no better Southern fried chicken anywhere in the city. And the place is absolutely amazing. You got to try it with there's a mild sauce.
Ooh, tantalizing by the sounds of it. Incredible. So gig tripping this week, Fleetwood Mac, going to see them in Chicago. All together, how much is it going to cost us?
So it was about 6,105 dirhams, which I don't think is bad at all.
Want to say hello to Raj, who texted on 4001 and said, thank you for the entertainment, really enjoying it. You are so more than welcome, Raj. Thank you for listening in.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.